We have a real special treat. I just last night got to meet Pastor Alan and Harriet Walker, and they are going to come and share. I just love their hearts. They were sharing last night, and I just felt like, hey, it'd be great to have them with us. God bless you, kids. Have fun downstairs. And so I'm just going to invite you guys to come and share whatever God's put on your heart. And they agreed last second to come and be with us this morning and share. And so would you welcome them as they come? I don't even know that much of their story other than they're from Regina, living in Regina, and they have been in ministry for a lot longer than me. And I'm just thankful for their hearts. Can we just pray for them? God, I just pray for Pastor Alan, for Harriet. Lord, I just pray a blessing on them. Thank you, God, for their hearts to serve and their hearts to walk with you. And I just pray that you would speak through them to us today, and anoint them, strengthen them in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Bless you. Thank you. God bless you this morning. It's a privilege to come and minister here. We were here quite a few years back, probably maybe 18 years ago. We were here for a weekend, I believe. The pastor, the late pastor and his wife. And it was a blessing to come at that time. And it's always a privilege to go into a town and a village to pray, preach the gospel. And before I continue, I'll get my wife to come and share this morning.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. I'm thankful today that, hallelujah, that we serve a mighty God. We serve a God, hallelujah, that cannot and will not fail. As long as we have the Word of God planted deep, come on, within our hearts, our spirits, when we go through the fire, the Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but He delivers them out of them all. Come on. He takes you through the storms. He takes you through the valleys. He takes you through those times when you step into, hallelujah, foreign territory. Come on. Hallelujah. God is there all the time. I'm thankful today, hallelujah, that we may not know each other, hallelujah, but it's the Spirit of God, hallelujah, that connects us. Come on. Hallelujah. I'm saved. I'm First Nation. Hallelujah. We've been married for going on 45 years. It's been a while. It's been a milestone. A majority of that has been traveling in the ministry, evangelizing throughout Canada, United States. Hallelujah. I always say, Lord, I'd rather be in the backside of the desert. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, because I learned how to pray. Come on, you mamas out there. Hallelujah. You got to learn how to pray with those little ones you're bringing up. Come on, your grandchildren, your sons and your daughters. Because we entered into a, hallelujah, a new season. Come on. Hallelujah. The worshipers are going to arise. Hallelujah. Your sons and your daughters are going to prophesy. Hallelujah. We're going to rise up, hallelujah, with the fire of God. You see, the body of Christ, hallelujah, glory to God. We're going to walk in the footsteps of the book of Acts. Come on. Some of you need to open up that word, dust it off, hallelujah, and begin to read the book of Acts all over again. Hallelujah. He's a fire. He's a God that goes, hallelujah, into impossible situations. Oh, you're not used to my kind of testifying. My, hallelujah, God's brought me through so much. Hallelujah. My, we had to stand against storms and believe for the impossible, but we stood on the Word of God. Hallelujah, got a great big sign. Hallelujah. With God, all things are possible. Come on. With God, as long as I hold on to Him, hallelujah, my answer is going to come. I may be in the midnight hour right now, hallelujah, but my answer is on the way. Come on, some of you need to raise your hand and take that and saying, I'm taking that as a word of God. My answer is on the way. Revival, hallelujah, starts in here. Come on. Revival starts in us. God, shake us up, hallelujah. God, let us catch, hallelujah, the fire that we had, come on, that we seen 20, 30 years ago. We're going to see it back in the house of God. Hallelujah. And I honor the pastors. I honor the first ladies. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I heard I hear you can tell I'm not one of eloquent speech, but that's all right. I feel the power of God. Hallelujah. I love churches that do outreaches. And just, you know, even going to the home last night, and we went and sat and encouraged Sister Joyce. You know, we got to pray one for another, love one another. The Bible says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you are there. God is there. I do a lot of hospital visitation. Hallelujah. Go in there. Hallelujah. I preach hope. I preach strength. Hallelujah. As long as you hold on to the word of God, he will not fail you. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. What a wonderful God we serve. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I start with a testimony. I was 2007. I was in Athabasca, Alberta, preaching in a place called Sandy Lake. And my son came with me at that time. As we traveled there, Thursday night, Friday night, when we came out of the city, came out of Athabasca there, where the bridge is. If you've ever been to Athabasca, you're going out of Athabasca, there's a bridge that crosses there. Hit a big pothole there. When he hit a pothole there, the pains shot from my throat all the way to behind my head here, and I just about like fainted. Anyway, I kept going. I was in so much pain. Never said nothing to my son. I preached that night, Friday night. I didn't sleep all Friday night. All Saturday night, never slept. I preached those two nights. I canceled my meetings and came home. I still went out to preach in the reservations. I preach on Tuesdays and Fridays. And on Friday, I think when I was driving my vehicle there, I can't remember places I was. I had to phone my wife from work to come and get me. And I went to the hospital that evening. A long story short, I went to the hospital at the Pasqua, I believe it was. They took all kind of tests. And they couldn't find anything, like in my brain. There was so much pain, like my brain swelled. I had a tumor in my brain. And they found out about 12 o'clock that night, Friday night. And they shipped me over to another hospital. And I went to that hospital, and I was there all afternoon till probably 12:30 in the evening. They came back and went through MIR. Then they came back in about an hour. When I was in the MIR, there was so much pain in my brain that was, I thought it was going to go out of my mind when that thing was spinning and making a clicking noise. Anyways, all I said was, when I was laying in that MIR, I said, Jesus. That's all I said, and all that pain left. All that pain that was in my head left, just instantly left. And it took me back. I was on a wheelchair. They took me back to my room. Tuesday morning, three doctors walked in the evening about 5 o'clock, and they told me that I had a tumor in the brain where your pituitary gland is, where all your hormones are. And they said men usually don't get this tumor. It's mostly the women that get this tumor in the brain. And they told me if you don't go through surgery within the next month, see, we don't have much chance of you to live. And so he said, we made a decision. There's 300 people before you. There's 300 people, he said, waiting to go through the surgery. He said, but we're going to put you at the top of the list. He said, you'll come back in 10 days, and you'll go through the surgery. And I always told my wife, anything ever goes wrong with my brain, nobody will mess with it. Anyway, that came fast. Like, those 10 days came fast. But every night I prayed, you know, and back in the book of Mark, where Jesus cursed that fig tree, that's the word that God gave me. And every night I prayed over where the tumor was. I asked God to disintegrate it. And the 10 days came fast. It was the 12th of February, I believe, of 2007. And they didn't tell me all the symptoms that was going to happen after I came out of surgery. They never told me what my condition was going to be, nothing. And I've seen people here tonight, you know, this afternoon, this morning, standing up for, you know, for believing God for a miracle or believing God for a healing or for a family and loved one, whatever it is. Anyway, they took me into surgery. I was there at 5 o'clock in the morning. They got me ready, and our pastor was there at that time. And after they left, when my wife was there, the doctors told me, when you come out today, he said, you won't be in your right mind. He said, your eyes will be probably swollen shut. He said, you wouldn't remember anything until 3 or 4 days. The anesthesia takes that long to wear off. He said, you wouldn't be able to walk. You wouldn't be able to talk. You wouldn't be able to smell anything, taste anything. All the senses, 5 senses, will be gone. He said, that's what you're going to, when you come out today, he said, you'll probably be in a wheelchair. He said, you see all the people in the ward you're on, all the younger, you know, people that are younger than you. Some of them got no hair. He said, they're 30 years younger than you are. And he said, they're in a wheelchair. He said, they can't walk. You only could write a little bit. They can't really do nothing. So all those were there. All what I was going to go through was there. It didn't give me any fear. And they took me to, when my wife and my kids left, they took me to the operating room. And that nurse said, we have to leave you out here for a while, Walker, because instead of getting it ready inside. So as I was laying on my back, the devil spoke to me. And he said, Walker, he said, you're here today. He said, where's your God? He said, you preach this gospel, you travel many miles. He said, you've seen people saved, delivered, healed. He said, look at you. He said, lay flat on your back. He said, where's your God you preach about? Where's this God you shout about? Clears, I'm talking to you. I never said anything. I was laying there on my back. And about a few moments, I knew that he wasn't there anymore. And then the Lord spoke to me, and he said this. He said, what the devil meant for evil, he said, I'll bring you out speedily. Amen. But that's all I needed to hear, the one word from God. Anyway, I went through surgery. I remember when they put that anesthesia on me, it was 25 to 9. The surgery will be 5 hours. They said the surgery will be 5 hours. It takes 2.5 hours to get the instruments into your brain. 2.5 hours, and the operation is only 3 minutes. But it takes that long to get the instruments into your adenoids to where the brain was, where the tumor was. And the tumor was as big as a toonie. And in a way, I went through the surgery. I remember looking at that big clock. It was 25 to 9. And I came to, it was 25 to 1. I looked at that clock, it was 25 to 1. And there was a nurse sitting there. That nurse looked at me and waved her hand in front of my eyes, and I blinked. And she went out and came back, and the doctor came. And I couldn't talk because I had tubes all over my throat, and mouth, everywhere. Anyway, I was only in intensive care for that night. The next morning, they took all the tubes out. By Thursday morning, it was Tuesday, Thursday. Thursday morning, I was walking around. I was in my right mind. My face swelled just a little bit. And the doctor told my wife when they got to where the tumor was, it was already dried away. He just had to remove it. So that's how powerful God is. Amen. The Bible says he's the God of all miracles. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just sharing what God did for me. Praise the Lord. And I got out of the hospital. I think I was only there for 4 days. I got out and I was praying for people that were in there that that had the same surgery I had, and I went and laid hands on them and believed God to heal them. And anyway, about 3 years ago, we were coming back from the States. We're in holidays. We're coming through the mountains. We went right along the coastline all the way to Vancouver and back up. Anyway, when I was coming, probably just outside of Calgary, I got a text message from a young man. The young man said, he takes us as his mother, spiritual father and mother. And he had a text message came in, said, Walker, he said, I can't live anymore. He said, I'm 36 years old. I can't help my family. I can't help my daughters, my wife. He said, I can't work anymore. He said, every time I bend down, he said, all the blood vessels in his eyes will bust open. And blood will blind. And he said, I'm going to send you all the stuff I own to sell it for me. And he said, I'm going to give up. I give up living. I told him, you're only 30. I text back and said, you're only 36. He said, yeah, but he said, if he knew what I was going through. He said, I can't help my children. I can't buy anything for them. I can't do nothing. So he gave up on life. In a way, he sent me all his assets he had, boat, car, truck, everything he owned, his guns, everything he had, he sent them to me through email onto my phone, cell phone. We're traveling about half hour after. I didn't know what to say to him. And the Lord spoke to me, said, tell him to hold fast to my word. So I text back, said, hold fast to God's word. We got home. About 2 weeks later, he called me. He said, can I call you, Walker? I said, yeah, you can. He said, I just came from my doctor. And he said, I went in to test after you prayed for me or gave me that word on the road a couple of weeks ago. I went in for tests, he said, and they can't find any diabetes in my body. The Lord healed them just by holding on to that word. And his doctor told him, I've been around the world he's a doctor, he's been all over the world. He said, I've never seen anyone in his lifetime cured of diabetes type 2. And he is completely made whole. That's how God is. Amen? What a wonderful Lord we serve. What a wonderful God. Excuse me for how I dressed. I never dressed like this. I preach. Amen. If you got a Bible, I'm not going to be long this evening, this morning. Just a short video this morning. And praise the Lord. John 14 chapter. Praise God. I got a little nervous when I preached here this morning. Amen. Amen. I never get nervous preaching anywhere, but you know, we're all the same. We serve the same God. Amen. Amen. He's the same miracle worker. Praise the Lord. Here in the book of John, the 14th chapter, just a short word this morning. You know, this has been on my heart for probably a few weeks now. You know, we've been off the road now for about a month and a half. We're home. We traveled a lot in Ontario, a lot in different places in the States. You know, there are different places in the Northwest Territories, a lot of places we minister the gospel. And, you know, the Bible says that I always thought of what David said, you know. David said, even though if I sit in darkness, he said, God's going to be there. Amen. Even though I sit alone, even though you feel alone, and what you're going through and what you're facing, you're not alone. Amen. He said, Lo, I'm with you always, even till the end. Amen. God is the word that was made flesh. He said, heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will never pass away because he is that word. Amen. And when you stand on God's promises, His promises are going to come to pass in your lifetime. If you ever got a prophecy and that prophecy has never come to pass in your lifetime, that prophecy is going to be manifested in you. Amen. That word is going to come. Amen. That word is going to be manifested. God is going to bring deliverance to your family, deliverance to your young children. God is a God of mercy. Amen. His mercies are renewed every morning. I thank God tonight that I am alive. I am in my right mind. There's some people that woke up this morning and are not in their right mind. Amen. But I thank God that I'm in my right mind. I could tell you the word of God is the only thing that could save you and deliver you, because He is a God tonight of all truth. His word is truth. Hallelujah. You can't run from Him. You can't hide from Him. Hallelujah. The Bible says His eyes go to and forth through the earth every day. Amen. Hallelujah. God is just looking. Amen. Come on tonight. God don't have to come down here. Hallelujah. He could see right through you as the Holy Spirit. Come on tonight. And that Holy Spirit is everywhere. Come on tonight. The Holy Spirit is everywhere. Come on, there could be 1,000 services going on this morning. God will move in every service because He is a spirit. Amen. God wants us to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Come on, church. We got to learn how to praise the Lord. We got to learn how to glorify His name. Hallelujah. And when we glorify Him, we're going to see the very manifestation of His word begin to come down and touch you and minister to you. Hallelujah. I don't believe in this end time. This end time, as a people, we're living in this end time. And I believe, hallelujah, in this end time generation is going to see the manifestation of the glory of God begin to intervene on your behalf. Come on tonight. I believe you don't even need hands to be laid on. You're just going to sit in a service and raise your hands, and God is going to heal you. Amen tonight. That's why tonight it's time to praise Him. That's why it's time to glorify this man, Jesus. Amen tonight. He walked on this earth. He conquered the enemy. Come on. He conquered death and grave. Hallelujah. He conquered hell. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you tonight, He left us an example that His word. Amen tonight. When you pick up that word and read it, it's going to cause you to rise from where you are. Rise out of the ashes. Come on tonight. Some of you are here tonight, maybe if you ever think it's over when you got diagnosed with cancer or disease, whatever it is tonight, it may have crushed your heart. Hallelujah. But stand up and proclaim the word of God. Amen. When you begin to proclaim the word of God, God is going to bring victory to what you're going through, because He is a God of victory. He's a God of power and strength. But let us learn how to raise our hands. Let us learn how to shout glory. Amen. Come on tonight. Shout the glory of God. Amen. I like praising Him. Amen. I like glorifying His name because He is real. Come on. He can touch any life He wants to. He can walk into anybody's life He wants to, because He created you. Right? He can walk into a home. He can walk into you, right into your home, right into your addictions. He could walk in it and deliver. Come on. That's the kind of God He is. Hallelujah. He's a chain breaker. We're just singing about it a while ago. Hallelujah. He is a chain breaker. He is a way maker. Hallelujah. Realizing how great He is. Hallelujah. He's bigger than cancer. He's bigger than sugar diabetes. He's bigger than what you are going through, church. God is bigger than bigger. You got to think big. You got to do big things for God. Come on. Hallelujah. You got to exalt His name. The psalmist David said, come on, let us exalt His name together. Come and let us praise Him together. Amen. He said, make a joyful noise, all you people. He just didn't say the song singers. He meant everybody that sits in the congregation. Hallelujah. He said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Amen. How many know tonight when you're afflicted, you really can't praise God? When you're depressed, oppressed in your mind, you really can't worship God because you're troubled. God said in the midst of trouble in the book of Psalms 46, amen, He is a God of refuge. Come on, He'll cause your peace to come. And sometimes it's standing and realize, hallelujah, that He's God where you stand.
The Bible says he's not a God that's afar off. He's only afar off to those that are serving him afar off. The Bible says in Jeremiah that he is a right now God. Hallelujah. That means he's right here. Amen. Hallelujah. That means that God is right here. Amen. Everything that you need is right before you. Amen. You just got to reach out and take it. Hallelujah. You just got to reach out and receive your miracle. Sometimes God will give you one word in what you're going through and it's over. Amen. Amen. I'm going through some physical battles right now. But we still traveled. We still traveled across Canada. Come on. A few, maybe 4 months ago, I couldn't even get out of a chair. My wife had to help me. But I still preached. I couldn't even open a bottle of water. Like this, I couldn't even open it with my hands. I couldn't open a bottle of water. I had to give my kids or my grandson or my wife to open that bottle. Come on. But I was telling the devil, I'm getting my strength back day by day. Come on. Every day I'm getting better. Every day I'm getting stronger. See, I'm claiming that word. I couldn't even lift my hands like this. I couldn't even lift my arms. I couldn't even sit in the service and worship God because there was, just couldn't do it. I couldn't lift anything. I couldn't even lift a bag of, a 25-pound bag of potatoes. I couldn't even lift it up. I couldn't even pick it up from the floor. But look where I am tonight. Look where I am this Sunday morning. I was used to preaching at nights. I keep saying at night. Come. But on this Sunday morning service, this is the best time to be in church, is Sunday morning. Amen. That we can come together and we can glorify his name. Amen. We can come together and make a joyful noise. Amen. Come on tonight. You could move the hand of God. You know, the closer you get to God, the closer God gets to you. Hallelujah. So it's time, church. It's time to press in. Amen. It's time to press into God in this generation that God is raising up. Amen. He's raising up a powerhouse. Amen. Tonight, to those that believe that God's going to empower you to become his child. That's what he said in his word. He said, I'll empower you to say no to sin. I'll empower you to say no to drugs. I'll empower you to say no to the devil. Amen. Tonight. And we got to use that word. We got to speak this word. Amen. Tonight. Because the devil is a person he's your accuser. Amen. Well, I better preach. Amen. Praise the Lord. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise this evening, this morning. I mean, praise God. Amen. Praise God. John chapter 14. He said, let not your heart be troubled. He said, you believe in God, also believe in me. Those are the words of Jesus. Amen. He was speaking to the church. He said, let not your heart be troubled. He said, you believe in God, you believe also in me. Amen. When you get a bad report from the doctor, the Bible says in Isaiah, whose report are you going to believe? Are you going to believe the report of the doctor or the report of the word of God? Amen. I'll stand on his word. Amen. The doctors can give you a bad report. Hallelujah. Come on. They can give you a bad report. Come on. Way back in 2007 when I got that word from the doctors, they said within a year and a half, you won't be around here. Hallelujah. We don't get you in. But I want to tell you tonight, God knows what he's doing. Amen tonight. You may not know. Hallelujah. What you're going to do, or who you're going to trust, you can trust God. Amen. That's why I said in the book of Jeremiah, amen, 17th chapter there, he said, the Lord knows and those that trust in him. When you trust in God, amen, the doctors may give you a bad report, amen, but when you leave that hospital room, you say, I'm coming out, amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I forgot to share something in my testimony when I was going through that surgery. I went back then. Amen. When I came out of the surgery, that night before, I mean, it was that Saturday night when I was still in Alberta preaching at that time. I was in so much pain. My cell phone rang about 4 o'clock in the morning. And I didn't sleep all night, so I picked it up. It was a man from way up in the Yukon. And he told me, I don't know who you are, Walker, but Emil Houle gave me your number. He said he told me to phone you. He said I just found my brother-in-law. We went to his home. He said he is. When I got to his home, he was hemorrhaging. He was drinking for a month straight, and his heart stopped. He said when the paramedics got there, they airlifted him to Edmonton Hospital. And got a report back. The doctor said that he probably wouldn't last Monday. He'd probably be gone. See, I want you to pray, he said that. He said he's on his way now to Edmonton. Can you pray for him that God will spare his life? He once was a Christian. So I prayed a prayer, you know, for God to intervene on behalf of the family. And when I got back to Regina, that probably Tuesday when I got home, a phone call came from that man. He said, when we got to Edmonton, my brother-in-law was sitting up in bed, getting ready to go back home. God touched him and God totally healed him. Amen. That's how great God is. Prayer is powerful. When you get a bad report, and the doctors give you no hope, God is their inner hope. When you ask God in your heart, he becomes that inner hope. When you got hope, you keep believing God. When you got that inner hope, you keep trusting God. Come on, no matter what anybody says, don't let no unbelief come between you and God. Amen. Don't let your unsaved people, unsaved loved ones, to talk negative about what you're going through. Amen. You speak life. Come on, you speak life to what you're going through. You speak hope in what you're going through. And God will move for you. Amen, tonight. Maybe nobody else has got that kind of hope. But if you got that faith in God and you got that hope in him, you are coming out. Amen. I said, told the devil back, and I'm coming out. Amen. I'm coming out stronger than I went in. And this past few months, I've been very weak, but day by day, I'm getting stronger. Every time I wake up in the morning, I said, I'm stronger than I was yesterday. Amen. Come on, church. I'm speaking life to what I'm going through. I'm speaking life to the situation I'm going through. Because God's bringing me out. Amen. Day by day. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, when you need a miracle, if you need a miracle, you need it now. But a healing is gradual. How many know that? You're going to get touched. You get going through things tonight in your body. You get prayer from a pastor or from a man of God, and he prays over you. At that very moment of time, God begun something through that prayer. Amen. You got to go home and thank him. You may not feel any different. You may not feel any different when you got prayer. But as you begin to go on day by day, you begin to thank him. I'm stronger than I was yesterday. I'm getting back my health. I'm getting back my mobility. I'm going to walk out of this place. Come on, healed and saved and delivered by the power of Jesus. And that's what God is looking for tonight. This afternoon, he's looking for people that are going to walk in faith. Live in faith, talk faith. Come on. Amen. You got to talk faith. Faith is what moves God. Right? Amen. You could hear the most powerful sermon. But when faith takes a hold of that sermon, come on, it does something for you because you receive that word. Amen. A lot of people sit in church. Come on, we sit in church, but do we really receive the word of God? When you receive that word, it's going to change you because you can't change yourself. Only the Holy Spirit can change you and make you the person you never thought you'll be. I never thought I'll preach this word. In my lifetime, I never thought I'd ever preach this gospel. Come on. I said, as long as I go to church and pay my tithes, that's enough for me. Come on. Come on. But how many of God requires of you?
God wants more of you. That's why John said in the Gospels, I must decrease and he must increase. Come on, how many got to decrease tonight, this afternoon? You got to decrease. And God will give the increase. Amen? How many need to be increased? Come on, I need to be. Come on, I need to increase. To see more of the manifestation of God's power, you got to increase. You got to increase in knowledge. You got to increase in wisdom. Come on. And in understanding. Come on. You got to increase. Every day you got to increase. This is not just a Sunday thing to come to church, but you increase during the week. Come on. Come on. You're at home. You're studying the word. You're opening up that word. Come on. You're studying the word of God. You're increasing in your faith. And when you begin to pray for somebody, my God, a word is going to come in due season. It doesn't take a long time for God to speak. He speaks suddenly. Amen. And when he speaks suddenly, that's all you got to release that word. And it's going to be accomplished because it's God. Amen. Give him a hand. You're getting too quiet here. I said it wasn't going to be long, but... Praise the Lord. Pardon. Verse 2 says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If there were not so, I would have told you. But I go and prepare a place for you. God not only saved you, he not only delivered you from chains of darkness and bondage and addictions, young people, but God saved you to be a witness, amen, to be a mouthpiece. And that's all we are as ministers of the gospel. We're just here to relay a message to you, amen. And it's up to you how you receive that message, amen. Come on, we're just messengers for the Lord. That's all we are, amen, hallelujah. We're nothing without him, amen. Come on tonight, we're nothing without the Holy Spirit, amen. But when the Holy Spirit's in you tonight, you could speak things into existence and they will come to pass, amen. You can prophesy things, you can prophesy your children saved and they will come into God. Why? Because God has given you that authority and that power to speak that word. And we as a people tonight, we got to speak the word of God. We got to exercise our faith. We got to know how to move God in something. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you, when you move God, something supernatural is going to happen in an individual's life. Why? Because you believe it. You're speaking that word over your family, over your relations tonight. When you begin to speak that word, it's God that's going to manifest it. I just got to release it. When I release that word, God is going to cause a miracle to take place. Amen. Sometimes it's just releasing that word. Come on, church. Release that word. A lot of us say we have the word, but we don't speak that word. Amen. Praise God. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If there were not so, I would have told you. If I go to prepare a place for you, that tells me that God is preparing you for heaven. Amen. God is preparing you, getting you ready day by day. You don't know when you're going to go, but he knows when you're going to go. Amen. The Bible says even the very hair that's in your hair are numbered. He knows how much you lost this morning. Come on, amen. Come on, amen, hallelujah. But realize tonight, he's power. Amen, hallelujah. Let's go and read here. He said, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. That's a promise, church. That's not just a word. It's a promise that where he is, there you're going to be. Amen. When God calls you home, hallelujah. When your number's called, you're out of here. Amen. Give me a wave if you're here tonight, this morning. Come on. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God knows you tonight. When you weren't even
saved and bound in your addictions, God knew where you were. Come on. When your family's bound in chains of darkness and they're in a city somewhere, God knows where they are. Amen. He knows all things. There's nothing that God does not know. Amen. God knows what's going to happen tomorrow. God knows what's going to take place tomorrow. He knows what's going to take place next week. He knows all that about every individual. And he knows every person, every heart. There's over 8 million people in this world right today. Hallelujah. God knows every heart beat at the same time. Amen. Hallelujah. You can't hide, my friend. You could run to the mountains, he'll be there. Amen. You can go across the seas and get off the plane and feel like no one knows about you. He does. Amen. My God, tonight he created you for a reason. Hallelujah. When you run from God, the Holy Ghost will always be there to convict you of your very sinful life. Come on tonight. You can't hide sin. Holy Ghost will see right through you. Amen. God wants us to live holy. The Bible says in Hebrews, without holiness, no man is going to see God. Am I speaking the truth? Without holiness, he said, no man is going to see him. Come on. We're living in end time, church. Look around the world. Look at Israel. Look at Israel. Look at the disasters that are happening, all the floods that are happening. Japan, Indonesia, all these big countries in the world, that what's happening today that never happened. Hallelujah. Come on. I remember when I first got saved, my friends used to tell me, God's coming. It's time to get ready. Man, that was 45 years ago. I could remember my friends telling me, you know, God is coming. He said, how do you know he's coming? The word says he's coming. We don't know when he's coming. The Bible says even the angels themselves don't know when God's coming. Only God knows. Amen. Hallelujah. But we're living at the end of our time, church. Come on. We're living in desperate times. Come on. And as these desperate times we live in, it's time to press into God. Amen. Because there's no fear to a believer that's full of the Holy Ghost. Come on. There's no fear to you tonight, because God is your peace. He's your joy. He's your way maker. He's your deliverer. He's a God tonight. Hallelujah. That will not leave you behind. Come on tonight. He'll be there in the bad times. He'll be there in the good times. He'll be there when you're troubled. He'll always be there. Glory to you. One more scripture. Glory to God. Verse 4 says, and whether I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest. How can we know the way? Thomas was a disciple, right? But he had unbelief. Right? Thomas had unbelief. And even when Jesus was raised from the dead, all other disciples saw Jesus, but not Thomas. And Thomas said, I'm not going to believe till I put my finger in where his side and into his hands. He said, then I'll believe. Right? That's not faith. Faith is something unseen. You don't see it, but you believe it's going to happen because you speak it, right? And that's what faith does. Faith moves God, right? Come on. Faith moves God. Whatever you are going through, whatever you are facing, you're not alone, right? And your faith is going to cause you to come out from what you're going through. It's trusting him day by day. You may feel like you're getting even more severe pains than what you've been diagnosed with. But he's the answer to what you're going through, right? When that thing first happened to me quite a few months back, I said to myself, I'm going to come out of this. I couldn't even get out of bed sometimes. I couldn't even get out of bed. The devil will talk to me and say that, where's your father? Where's the God you talk about? Said, he's here. Come on. You speak right
If you go through the Word of God, when Jesus was baptized in Jordan, immediately he went into the mountains, right? Immediately after he was baptized, he went into the mountains and he had an experience with the devil. And he defeated the devil by the Word of God, right? He used that word. So when we got this word in us, when you're going through something, what do you speak? You speak that word. That's how Jesus defeated him. That's how you're going to defeat him. Amen? And that's my message to you this afternoon. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise today.